turnover now. 57 seconds left in the half. We'll see if Morris can put anything together to get on the board here before the half.
First and 10 for Morris, right to left crosser radio at their own 41-yard line. 57 seconds to go, 59 yards. Man in motion to the far sideline. It's a handoff to him, number 33, and he slips in the backfield. That would be number 33, Christian Rivers, the junior for the Orioles, and it is going to result in no gain in the play. Second down, 10 to go. Clock continues to roll, 42 seconds before half.
And not much going there. Reese Bays-Kramer, the senior, he was in the area anyways. I expect him to make the tackle anyways.
Morris trying to get something going before halftime, and there's the first sack of the night. Big man, number 81, Austin Spatzel, defensive lineman, 6 foot, 210-pound senior, brings down Luke Binschittle and the backfield for a 6-yard loss, third down 16, and we have a timeout called by Morris.
Yeah, bad snap there. The quarterback does a nice job to corral it, but that was all the time that Austin Spatzel needs as he blows through the line and comes up with a big sack.
Third down, 16 to go for Morris. Dave, what do you think Morris is trying to set up?
Well, they obviously stopped the clock here. They're going to try and throw the ball here. They have nothing to lose, so they got to see what they have in their quarterback, if he can throw the football in times of need. And this is obviously a growing pains that Morris is going to go through in a game like this. Deckerville obviously heavily favored, showing how good they really are. They are the powerhouse. So, again, they're just trying to get a few extra pass plays in here before the half. Again, nothing to lose, 25 seconds to go.
Dave, I'm just still trying to figure out how to say that quarterback's name.
I thought you had it.
I did not have it the last time. That's all I know. As Morris is coming out of their huddle right now, Deckerville's ready to go, leading the Orioles 30-0 on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, the broadcast tonight. Kayla O'Neill, our fourth member of our crew, is in Traverse City scouting the St. Francis Gladiators. Could not be with us tonight. Too wide to the right, or to the left. Man in shotgun, and the quarterback is now number 12, Gavin Lucas, throws this downfield. He has his player beat, and he has to come back for it at the 27-yard line. Intended receiver was number 28, Austin Eddington, falls incomplete. Fourth down, 15 to go with 18 seconds left in the half.
Well, it was a nice job by the receiver, Eddington, to stop and look back for the ball. As he goes up for it, he can only get one hand on it. Didn't quite read it well. Obviously doesn't play outfield for his baseball team. But number four in coverage is Cole Rumzik. And to this moment, he has no idea where the ball is. His back was to the football. He was playing his receiver. But if he could have turned around, I think he could have made a play on the football. Instead, he's fortunate the ball falls to the ground.
And Morris can't take advantage of their turnover recovery, and they have to punt this one away. And Gavin Lucas's punt goes all the way down to the 21-yard line, where it's downed with 7 seconds left before the half. So Morris on a three and out results in a punt, and gives the ball back to Deckerville with 7 seconds before the half.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Morris has yet to get a first down in this game. Still could not do it there. And I expect Coach Brown and his offense to take a knee and go into the half happy with a 30-0 lead.
Both teams coming out 7 seconds before halftime. 30-0, Deckerville leads Morris in Deckerville, Michigan. Split back set, Patello is under center. Splitting the hash marks at the 21-yard line. They take the knee, and that is how we'll get to halftime, with Deckerville posting a shutout through two quarters on the WLEW Sports Network. It's the Deckerville Eagles, 30. Morris Orioles, 0. On your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network, live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com and Sports Radio 102.1.
A calendar is more than just a list of dates and events. It tells a story of you or your community. It provides information for people, and it creates a social hub. Did you know that Thumb Office Supply is the largest calendar dealer in the Thumb? Depending on whom you are and what you do, a calendar will have different types of use and significance. Get in on the early bird sale going on now through September 30th at Thumb Office Supply in Bad Axe. Save on all types of calendars. Hi, this is Angela. Calendars are a map of all the real-time events that take place within you or your business, meetings, seminars, lectures, school events, and much more. Every calendar is different, and at Thumb Office Supply will help you get the right calendar for you or your business. Stop by Thumb Office Supply today at 779 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe, or give us a call at 989-269-8122.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormar grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
There's no job too big or small for Lakeshore Improvements. When it comes to plumbing, heating, air conditioning, excavating, or geothermal, make Lakeshore Improvements your first choice. Mark and his crew manufacture and install fully customized cultured marble and granite countertops, shower walls, seat and window sills, and much more. Licensed and insured, Lakeshore Improvements will make sure that your job is done right the first time. Call Lakeshore Improvements 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833. They do it all: plumbing, heating, renovations, excavating, and geothermal.
Hi, this is Kim. Give us a call at Lakeshore Improvements for all your heating, plumbing, and excavating needs. Licensed and insured, call us at 989-864-3833. That's 989-864-3833.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank. At North Star Bank, you can enjoy the same financial services at a lower cost. They offer free online banking with mobile banking and bill pay services. And to brighten your financial future, ask about their great new summer CD special. It's 1.15% APY for a 15-month term. If you're looking for a local community bank that looks out for your best interests and provide exceptional customer service and value, visit your local North Star Bank branch today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply with mobile banking. Annual percentage yield is effective July 7, 2016. Limited time offer. Bank may end this offer without notice. Requires a minimum of $1,000 to open. Penalty for early withdrawal, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns, along with over 1,000 scopes in stock. Don't miss the 24th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more handguns than ever before. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
A calendar is more than just a list of dates and events. It tells a story of you or your community. It provides information for people, and it creates a social hub. Did you know that Thumb Office Supply is the largest calendar dealer in the Thumb? Depending on whom you are and what you do, a calendar will have different types of use and significance. Get in on the early bird sale going on now through September 30th at Thumb Office Supply in Bad Axe. Save on all types of calendars. Hi, this is Angela. Calendars are a map of all the real-time events that take place within you or your business, meetings, seminars, lectures, school events, and much more. Every calendar is different, and at Thumb Office Supply,